Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now on to business with Louise Story, the finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. The Securities and Exchange Commission is maybe cracking down on short selling. Short selling is when you sell a stock, you bet that it's going to go down so that you can buy it back at a profit. So, Louise, why does the SEC want to crack down on short selling?
Good morning. So short selling really came onto a lot of people's radar last year. You know, we might not have heard about it before. But when a lot of short sellers were attacking the investment banks, and you might remember Morgan Stanley's CEO even publicly criticized them for driving the stock prices down. So it's really been very polarizing since then. And what the SEC is doing here is responding to a lot of the people who say that short selling got out of control in the financial crisis, and that some people think it helped Lehman and Bear Stearns fail. And so,
is that true?
What they're doing is they're proposing to bring a rule back that they had taken out in 2007. And that rule is called the uptick rule. And with that rule, you cannot short a stock until its price goes up a little, and then you can short it again. I was talking to one money manager yesterday, and here's how he explained it to me. He said, you know, without the uptick rule, short selling is like taking a bat and hitting someone and hitting them and hitting them and hitting them, and they can't get up in between when you hit them. And he said, the uptick rule just lets them stand up again before you hit them. And that's why he thought it should come
metaphor.
Back.
It's a horrible metaphor. So why are the banks defending short selling?
So there's a division in finance. There's some people who do not want the uptick rule back, and there's some that want it. The people who do not want it there say that short selling should run free because it adds liquidity to the market. And so in that camp is Goldman Sachs and hedge funds like Citadel. Some of the ones who say short selling needs to be reined in include people like Jim Cramer of the show Mad Money. He got more than 5,000 people to sign a petition that was sent to the SEC. So it comes down to whether short selling should be reined in a little. Remember, the uptick rule would not at all ban it, but it would just rein it in a little bit.
It would just modify it. Quickly, yeah. What are the chances? How much support does this have in the SEC?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because, again, it has become a political thing. One thing that's interesting is a lot of short sellers who were criticized last year have kind of seen their reputations repaired. One of them was this guy, David Einhorn, who was in the news a lot because he was criticizing Lehman. And he was very public and said Lehman was very troubled. And he was villainized. But since Lehman failed, more politicians and bankers and, you know, have sought out his advice.
Coming
and
in
so,
the other way, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the pendulum swings back and forth. And so it'll be interesting to see just where the SEC stops the pendulum.
Okay, Louise Story, thanks. She's a finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times.
Well, you know, you can make the argument that the shorts were right. You know, you could certainly make that argument.